Thank you very much, moderator. I hope you can see me.
Yes.
Thank you very much, moderator. I'm going to speak from the perspective of the African continent. You know, the world as we know it has actually not been able to develop and provide the basic necessities to its citizens due to the unfair conditions in the global financial and economic architecture. If you look at the history of development, we've had, of course, various empires that we've had from the Greek Empire up to the Soviet Union and versus the USA. And of course, we have had the hegemony and a unipolar world from that started developing from the end of the First World War and you know, got its roots hinged from the Second World War and onwards. When you're looking at the African perspective and basically in the whole world, for us to be able to develop, this world should be able to develop a system where all countries are going to have, an equal say. Looking at issues that have happened around, countries like Cuba, for example, there's been a lot of talk about which economic system basically is better, capitalism, socialism, elements of communism or a mixed market economy. In our own opinion, from the developed world, we believe that each system has its own weaknesses. But unfortunately, socialism, for example, as practiced in countries like Cuba, has been unable to succeed because of those that think that the world's police that have made it impossible for such countries to succeed. If, for example, sanctions today were lifted on Cuba, Cuba is going to be one of the most developed countries in the world. If you look at Cuba's, economic, health system, Cuba has one of the most advanced health systems, unfortunately disfranchised due to unfair, sanctions that have been pushed onto member countries to support on the little aid that they are given by those who think they rule the world. Developments in Ukraine and around that region have shown that even countries like Russia can be sanctioned, and that should be a signal to Africa, Latin America, even Asia, that if a member of the United Nations with the powers of veto, a superpower with all the necessary military might, can be sanctioned, removed from SWIFT, which before 2 years ago we thought SWIFT was a global instrument and a facilitator of trade, movement of resources. If countries can be switched off from SWIFT, then it means that nobody is insulated from such acts. So it is quite important that countries realize that what has been dragging economic development in Latin America, Asia, and most especially in Africa, is that the world is unipolar. We need a multipolar world. We need a world with various competing powers. And of course, our history has given us an opportunity to rally behind Brazil, Argentina, South Africa in Africa, Nigeria, China, Russia, to rally behind the Saudi Arabia, Iran, which has never attacked anybody but is, facing sanctions because they choose to have, a government system that people think is not good for them. Each country has their own governance system, and there's no country that should force, for example, a governance system on another one. The United Kingdom has a monarchy, and nobody condemns that, but you find that they'll condemn countries like Eswatini, Swaziland, for having a monarchy. They say there's a bit of dictatorship there. But the British monarchy is funded 100% on government resources, and nobody has a say. You go to Saudi Arabia, they will say that it's an unfair system. Iran has its own system. That's what they want to do. We can't force them. Israel has its own system. For example, you know, African countries have their own system. Each one should live the way they want to be, but the world itself should be developed such that there's no single country dictating on another on how we should live. Why haven't we developed? As an economist, I'll tell you we have not developed because the system created at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire in 1944, at a meeting held by 44 nations to create a dollar-based monetary system, has disadvantaged a lot of countries. There is no way, for example, a country like Zambia, where I come from, its major trade partners are South Africa and China. But unfortunately, we need to go and buy the US dollar just to ship goods across the border. We need the US dollar just to buy goods or sell goods to China. And because we are having to deal in a country we don't do business with, like the USA, we suffer just looking for the greenback. And because of that, all the time, our economic systems are just there to look for one single currency. And instead of enhancing ties with other countries, because we have created an artificial demand for the dollar, we are slaves of the dollar, for example, and because of that, we are unable to develop. Then also, we are unable to speak out or implement various economic reforms that we want because the international monetary system, we have the IMF, whom we have been lied to that we are member nations. We are not member nations. We are second class members with absolutely no say.
Conclusion.
Sorry?
30 seconds for conclusion.
So in my conclusion, I'd like to say that the world should take this opportunity to ensure that under the BRICS platform, we create a multipolar world. We need to strengthen and support a strong Russia, a strong China, even a strong USA, a strong, you know, Italy. These countries should be strong, but we should not have one country dictating on others on how to live. Thank you very much, moderator.